This is the Schnitt Show.
You gotta be kidding me. You've got to be kidding me. We are living in bizarro world. We are living in some kind of parallel, bizarre, crazy, nutty, wacky, reversal, crazy, nut job universe. All right, let me explain. So Kathy Griffin holds up a Donald Trump severed head, a bloodied severed head. Kathy Griffin holds up this head. There is a response to this foul, awful behavior. And now it's Trump's fault. The Trump family. You have got to be kidding me. I mean, it is bizarre world. Yes, we have a series of audio cuts that we'll get to. We pulled the sound bites of Kathy Griffin at the press conference with Gloria Allred's daughter, this Lisa Bloom. Wait a sec. Why would you hide? I mean, she's kind of vile herself. I mean, Gloria Allred, Lisa Bloom. Wait a sec. So, if you wanted to be taken seriously, if you wanted to be taken remotely at any type of level of seriousness, you're going to hire Lisa Bloom, Gloria Allred's daughter? Really? I mean, you've got to be kidding me. Again, Kathy Griffin voluntarily does a photo shoot to shock. Total shock value. Holding up a severed mock head of Donald Trump. There is feedback to the extent that people are outraged, not just on the right, not just conservatives, liberals, Democrats, Hollywood, Chelsea freaking Clinton tweeted out that this was out of bounds. This is, you'd never do this. Al Franken was supposed to do some kind of an appearance with Kathy Griffin, and Al Franken earlier this week was on with, what's her name? She used to be at Fox, now she's at CNN. She does the more, Allison Camerota. So Al Franken was on with Allison Camerota earlier this week, and Al Franken said, yeah, I'm going to still do the appearance with Kathy Griffin. It's some comedy, whatever the heck they were doing. They had some appearance, and he said, oh, yeah, I'm going to do. Now, Al Franken is canceled. So wait a minute, is that also Trump's fault? Listen, I wasn't even planning on really starting with this, but it's consumed me. It crawled into my body like something in Alien. Hang on, I'm waiting for something to like show up under my skin, you know, like in those Alien movies, moving through. I couldn't help myself. I mean, this is, it's bizarro planet. Maybe that's what's warming the planet here. It's crazy hot air like this. All right, I was going to do the sound bites later on, but I mean, really?
What's happening to me has never happened ever in the history of this great country, which is that a sitting president of the United States and his grown children and the First Lady are personally, I feel, personally trying to ruin my life forever, forever. You guys know him. He's never going to stop.
Where? You held up the noggin. You decided to do a photo shoot. I mean, the audio quality is terrible. I mean, I could play it, but it'd be like, but there's an audio bite. They videoed the photo shoot. This Shields guy, whoever the celebrity photographer that likes to make an impact, this Shields. I have no idea who he is. I've never heard of the guy, but he is the photographer that did the photo shoot. And they were clearly shooting the behind-the-scenes video to be used in some fashion for the photo shoot. And on the video, Kathy Griffin is joking with the photographer, oh, boy, we're going to have to flee to Mexico. There's going to be a warrant out for our arrest or something. I mean, they knew damn well what they were doing. She knew it. It was shock value. And now the chickens, I'm sorry, hang on a minute. The chickens have come home to roost. little bit of Obama's preacher there. So the chickens have come home to roost, and now it's Trump's fault. She initiated this whole deal by holding up the severed head of Trump, and now it's Barron's fault. It's Melania's fault. Oh, my God, they're trying to ruin my career. Oh, she...
The death threats that I'm getting are constant, and they are detailed, and they are serious, and they are specific. And today it's me, and tomorrow it could be you.
You did this. It's cause and effect. You caused this. It's not just conservatives. It is not the right that's lashing out. It's the middle. It's the left. It's all variations on the compass. Everyone. Anderson Cooper, the one that you appear with, Kathy Griffin, on New Year's Eve for the crazy, zany CNN New Year's Eve show. Anderson Cooper is saying it was despicable. My Don Lemon on CNN saying it was despicable. I mean, hey, everyone. I mean, this is, and for her to try to then blame Trump, blame those on the right and conservatives and Melania and even Barron and, oh, my God, the Trumps have broken me. What are you doing? You're trying to cast, you're trying to project the blame elsewhere? You did it, Kathy Griffin. You absolute jacktard. You did it yourself. You brought it upon your very being. Like I said, it's bizarro world.
I believe so passionately about this. If I don't stand up and say this, I'm afraid there's going to be some 12-year-old nerdy girl like me in Forest Park, Illinois, who's going to maybe be watching me to see what I do. And this bully and this president, of all people, is going to come after me?
She's trying to flip the script on this? Who came up with this legal strategy? Is this the brilliant legal mind of Lisa Bloom? Gloria Allred's daughter? I mean, you have got to be kidding me. Oh, my God. You know what? Let's go to the condolences line. Let's go to the pity party lines right now. And I wasn't going to go to phones. I wasn't even going to start with this. But like I said, I was just thinking about this as the show was opening up, and I have this slotted for later on in the program, but I'm almost apoplectic regarding the fact that she's trying to shift the responsibility on this. And she's trying to blame the whole Trump family. They're coming after her. They're trying to ruin her. You know, do we have any out there that is sympathetic? Are there any out there that agree that she held up the severed, bloody Donald Trump noggin? But it is Trump's fault that even the Hollywood liberals said she went too far? There must be a whole pocket of people out there listening to the show or watching us on Newsmax television, on TV, on cable, or watching us online at NewsmaxTV.com. The first hour of the show every day is live on Newsmax. NewsmaxTV.com or on cable systems nationwide. There's got to be a pocket of Kathy Griffin sympathizers out there. What about Kathy Lee? Where does Kathy Lee, did she and Hoda, did they weigh on this as they were chugging wine during their during their inebriated version of the Today Show? Let's go to phones. We must be able to find folks that sympathize and clearly see this as vividly as Kathy Griffin and her lawyer Lisa Bloom do, that it's all the Trump's fault. It's Melania. It's Donald Jr. It's Eric. It's the wives of the Trump boys. It's little Barron. That little bastard. Little Barron. Oh, that he is like Damien. Like Damien Omen 2. You know what I'm talking about? It's little Barron's fault that he was upset that you were holding up the Trump severed head. And the fact that an 11-year-old kid was upset, oh, that's not your fault, Kathy Griff. No, it's Barron's fault. I mean, she is out of her mind. She is, and listen, I called little Barron a little bit. obviously I'm projecting the mindset of Kathy Griffin. Don't complain. Don't call up and yell at me. I'm not really trying to say that Little Baron is a little bad. You know, I was speaking as if I was channeling Kathy Griffin, because that's what she's thinking. That this little 11-year-old kid, he's ruining my life because he was upset that you were holding up Trump's severed. All right, let's go to phones on this. Eight, and I've got a feeling that I'm not going to get a whole lot of sympathy calls. I've got a feeling that I'm going to get the opposite of what I'm looking for, which is the normal reaction that she is bat schnit crazy. 800-801-8999 is how you get in. Radio, television, nationwide. Yeah, we've got climate change. We have Comey. And what is this component of President Trump initiating executive privilege? Could Comey be prevented from testifying? We'll get into it all. Loaded show here on a Friday. I'm all pumped up because today is my nearly 5-mile walk day. So after I finish the show today at 6 p.m. Eastern time, I hoof it. In fact, I'm wearing a respectable, nice, fine cotton tee here. But you're probably thinking, am I wearing nice pants? No, I'm wearing shorts. I'm wearing shorts. You want to see? I'm wearing shorts today because I'm going to do a 5-mile walk to go get my son who's playing baseball in Central Park. I do every Friday. I do it. All right, let's go to calls here on Kathy Griffin. Hey, Chester. Let's start with Chester in New York City watching us on Newsmax television. Chester, you're on Schnitt. Hello?
Hello, how are you doing?
I am so well, you wouldn't believe it.
Man, I'm watching this thing right now. I'm going to tell you something. This girl is out of her mind. She is absolutely out of her mind. How do you do something like that?
Why? So you see it my way, that she holds up...
Man, I'm listening to everything you're saying. You're saying the same words I'm saying.
Look at that. We're like a brothers from other mothers, right?
I'm going to tell you something, my man.
Yes.
I'm a black man. You hear me?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm a Democratic, and believe me, I like Trump.
Right.
I like Trump.
Right.
Because you know something? Trump is for real. Hello?
Yeah, I'm listening to you.
Yeah, and people are like, you know, I mean, especially the Democratic, but I'm ashamed that I didn't even vote this year because I was going to vote for somebody who wanted to stab me.
Hey, whoa, whoa.
Vote who do I want to vote for?
Wait a second. So you wanted to vote for Trump? Did you say that people wouldn't understand you or that somebody was going to stab you?
Black people's ready to take your head off some of them.
Oh, whoa. So you said that people were going to stab you? You thought people were going to stab you?
I mean,
all right, Chester.
Because, I mean, they don't even know the guy, you understand?
All right, so we're on the same page here, correct?
Yeah, he's a New Yorker. I love him.
Oh, yeah, but we're on the same page as far as Kathy Griffin is out of her mind.
She's out of her mind, man. Yeah. I watched every, for 2 years straight, I watched with Anderson Cooper. Yeah. She's out of her mind there. I wish they'd take her off.
Yeah, bizarre right world. Now, hey, Chester.
Outrageous, man. And the poor kid, man, see? Hey. I got granddaughters myself.
Hey, Chester, if you like the TV thing, if you like my syndicated afternoon show, you got to listen to my Len Berman and Todd Schnitt in the morning show on...
I don't mind checking you out.
Yeah, morning radio in New York City, morning radio. I'm on 710.
This lady is insane.
Yeah, listen to the morning show, 710 WOR, morning 6 to 10 a.m., okay?
Yes.
Thank you, buddy. Look at, hey, every line is jammed. All right, hold on. Hang on a minute. Shoshi, Kent, Tommy, Rich, everyone, hang on a minute. Are we going to be able to find any Kathy Griffin sympathizers? I guess we'll find out here in just a bit. Hey, Kathy, are you getting a good night's sleep? Just curious. You know, even with all of this mess, if Kathy Griffin had a Casper mattress, she would get a great night's sleep. Is Casper going to like this commercial? Listen, all kidding aside, bottom line, we're going to go back to phones in a second, but all kidding aside, if you don't have a Casper mattress, you're not getting the best night's sleep. I know there are many of you listening right now that you hate your mattress, you despise your mattress, it is the worst thing on the planet, you got to get a new mattress. Well, I'm going to give you a great reason to get a mattress. Well, first of all, it's my testimonial. The whole Schnitt family, we have Casper mattresses, the kids, my wife and I, we love the Casper mattress. Phenomenal mattress. We have a king size. My kids have full-size Caspers. If you really want to sleep well, get a Casper mattress. The price point, first of all, is great. You can try the mattress for 100 nights risk-free in your own home. After you sleep on it in your own home for 100 nights, if you don't like it, you send it back. You know, shipping to you once you buy it is free. You want to return it, the shipping back to them is free. It's a no-brainer. Folks, get a Casper mattress. Get a great night's sleep. Go to Casper.com. Use the code Todd, that's T-O-D-D, for $50 toward the purchase of your mattress. That's Casper.com. Code T-O-D-D and get $50 toward the purchase of your mattress. Casper.com, code is Todd. Terms and conditions apply. Back to the Schnitt phones next. Hang on.
This is Schnitt.
Kathy Griffin is the victim. She's probably going to do the victim tour. She's now the victim in this whole severed Trump head deal. Let me squeeze another call. We're going to go back to calls after the bottom of the hour, and I still have some absolute gems of audio bites to play from their press conference, including Gloria Allred's daughter, the attorney. Let me grab John in Port Charlotte, Florida. John, we got a minute. You're on Schnitt. Go ahead. Hurry up.
Hey, Todd. Thanks for having me on. I think Kathy Griffin's disgusting. She's irrelevant. And if she wants to know what dead birds are, she should suit up in blue and sit in the back of my car and patrol East New York and Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn, and get death threats every single day from people who could really kill you. She should grow up. Her name should be Sybil. She got multiple personalities, and she's disgusting.
All right, so, John, you live in Port Charlotte, Florida, but are you a retired NYPD officer?
Retired military. My son suits up every day. He's a sergeant with NYPD.
Your son is an NYPD sergeant now. John, 100%. Hey, listen, I was trying to get calls from people that are sympathetic to Kathy Griffin, and we are trying. Kathy, we're trying to find calls of support for you, you moron. We'll try next. Back in a minute. Again, you look at those who are on the liberal side of the spectrum who have condemned Kathy Griffin for the severed Trump head over the top. Al Franken has canceled an appearance with her. Chelsea Clinton, the staff at CNN, Anderson Cooper, her cohort on that New Year's Eve thing they do, which she's been fired from that. But wait a minute. It's all of Trump's supporters that have turned on her. This is delusional. I mean, they're playing the victim card. Who came up with this strategy? To blame Trump, the Trump family, Trump's little 11-year-old kid? That they're trying. Oh, this is the money shot, though. This is, we've got a whole bunch of sound bites from this presser that happened out in L.A. a little earlier today. And I even have some Lisa Bloom, who is the attorney and the daughter of Gloria Allred. I have a couple of Lisa Bloom. Who came up with this brilliant strategy? Yeah, let's see if America buys that Kathy Griffin is now the victim. Did they announce the Kathy Griffin victim tour by any chance? Is her next CD, her next comedy release is going to be like Kathy Griffin victim? Is she going to be holding up her own severed head? Or I can see the artwork now. President Trump is going to be holding Kathy Griffin's severed head. That's what it is. Hey, listen to this audio bite.
I don't think I will have a career after this. I think he, I'm going to be honest, he broke me.
She's crying. He broke me. She's breaking down. He broke me. The whole country, regardless of where you lie on the political spectrum, the whole country was outraged. What are you doing? This crosses the line. It's over the top. But Trump broke you? Again, this is bizarro world. I got to hear this again. Let me roll this back just a little bit here.
Right.
And then she starts saying, I think
I'm going to be honest. He broke me. And then I was like, no, this isn't right. It's just not right. And I apologized because that was the right thing to do and I meant it. And then I saw the tide turning and I saw what they were doing. And I went, oh, okay, they're trying to spin this and they're making it about Barron. And obviously that was never my intent. I would never want to hurt anyone, much less a child. But I started to see what was really happening. And then it was a mob mentality pylon. And so many people have expressed to me personally across the country at my shows, they're scared. So, yeah, I don't know what's... I don't know if I'm going to get arrested today. I don't know.
I mean, are you for real? They're trying to break me? Mob mentality? Well, let me get this straight. So the really lousy video apology just didn't even work. Didn't move the needle at all. Remember the original apology? Oh, and phones, hang on. Going back to phones here in a second. You want to get in? 800-801-8999. 800-801-8999 is the number to buzz in. And I'm still looking. I'm looking for folks that want to come to Kathy Griffin's defense. That it's a mob mentality. They're piling on. Trump has orchestrated personally all of this outrage. In fact, I'm guessing that he is illegally using the resources of the CIA, the FBI, the NSA. They're using new mind control technology to make even liberals outraged at the severed head. Preposterous. I mean, playing the victim card. Who thought that it was going to be a good idea to have her cry and break down and they're trying to break me? They're trying to break me. Who thought this was an intelligent move? Yeah, this didn't work.
Hey, everybody, it's me, Kathy Griffin. I sincerely apologize. I am just now seeing the reaction of these images. I'm a comic. I crossed the line.
I moved the line.
The image is too disturbing. I understand how it offends people. It wasn't funny. I get.
Hey, your first mistake was hiring Lisa Bloom, because clearly she came up with the victim strategy. And that has got to be one of the worst strategies I have ever heard for this type of crisis management situation. Hey, Lisa Bloom, you might have decapitated your career with this. Hey, did you run this by dad, by mommy? Lisa, did you run this by mommy, Gloria Allred, or is she too busy with all the, the Cosby victims, which, she's got her hands full because you got a lot of, Cosby victims, which I believe most of them actually. All right, let's go back to phones here, and I still have to get to a few more Kathy Griffin bites. Oh, some of the attorney Lisa Bloom's audio bites. Oh, what this was. So they now have, they've crafted an excuse also of what the severed head symbolized. So metaphorically speaking, we have a reason and what the severed head actually meant. Hold on, I'll get to that audio in a second. Let's go back to your calls. It's crazy. Let's go to Las Vegas, Nevada. And, wait a sec. We have a sympathetic caller. Tina, are you sympathetic for Kathy Griffin?
Yes, and I want to share out two reasons why.
Okay, I'm listening.
Okay, first of all, I wanted to preface this that I am a minority woman, and I want female that I want everyone to know about, because these are the two reasons why I'm sympathetic. One, Kathy Griffin is obviously contracted the Hillary-itis, blame everyone but yourself disorder for stupidity. So we really do have to empathize with her because she has this disorder. The Hillary-itis, blame everyone but yourself disorder is obviously prevalent. Which
I knew you were going to flip the script.
The second reason that we really do have to sympathize with this person and female is because she wasn't selected by the corrupt DNC as a pathetic spokesman for their party. So, for those two reasons, I just wanted to share out with you, Todd, that I love your show. I am a Trump supporter and proud of it.
Right.
And I'm so glad that he's taking the lead and doing the things he said. So with that, you have a great day.
Well, Tina, I want to thank you for calling. And I knew pretty close to the beginning of the call that you were being sarcastic. And I love it when the phone callers are also obnoxious and sarcastic like me. So, Tina, you're the... You're the perfect caller.
Well, you have my number, so you can reach me anytime. But I am so in support of the fact that.
Are you asking me out on a date? Is that it?
Well, yeah, maybe later on. We'll take it off the line here. But I just want to thank you again for all you do. And again, she brought this all upon herself, and she has nobody but to blame but herself.
Hey, you said at the beginning of the call that you're a minority. Is that factual as well?
Yes, that is.
I'm just out of curiosity. What is your minority status?
I am Hawaiian, part Hawaiian, Filipino, Chinese.
Are you from Hawaii? Of course, did you? Where were
yes,
you born?
Yes, I am.
Which fabulous Hawaiian island are you from?
I am from Oahu.
Oh, from Oahu.
The main one.
Yep, the big island. Yeah, I get all my shave ice. Thank you. I get all my shave ice supplies from Oahu.
Okay.
No, seriously, I actually have a shave ice machine. I'm so enthralled with shave ice, I bought a real machine, so I have my very own shave ice. Hey,
that's
Tina,
awesome.
Great to hear from you, and you know what, you just made, I want to go to Kauai right now. Have you been to Lihue on Kauai?
Oh, gosh, it's beautiful there, yeah.
Yeah, I'm a food nut, and you've just made me think of my favorite Sai Min, which is Hamora's Sai Min in Lihue. On Kauai, and it is the best on the planet. Hey, great call. Thank you. See, that's what I'm talking about. That is the perfect phone call. Let us go to, how about New York City? And Shoshi is watching us on Newsmax television. Shoshi, you're on Schnitt. Go ahead.
Hey, how are you?
I am well. Couldn't be better. Thanks.
Great. I feel somewhat sympathetic for Kathy because as I'm dealing with my recycling and tending my organic garden.
Right.
The pity here,
right.
The real pity,
yes,
is that the hashtag resistance movement is all about anarchy and silencing dissenting opinions. And Kathy is a victim, like so many of the sheep that are going along trying to be the popular kids in the group. And this is a hypocritical hashtag resistance movement. It is un-American. This is a symptom, an extreme symptom of this anarchy that's going on. I'm going to say the left. I would hate it for it to be the right. Just anarchy is always a bad thing. It's
so you think Kathy Griffin, you think she was part of the so-called resist movement, which that, for those that don't know, there's a resistance movement, a hashtag resist is prevalent to oppose Trump. So you think that she was trying to resist?
I don't know. Yeah. I'm not in her head.
Right.
And I won't, but I do think that these people are going for the anarchy. And this was disgusting.
Yeah, it was pretty good. Shoshi, thanks for the call. Thanks for watching us on Newsmax. Lou is in New Jersey. Hello, Lou. You're on Schnitt. Go ahead.
Actually, I'm in Mayapack, Putnam County, New York.
Oh, okay. I got you. I thought you were in New Jersey. All right. You're on, Lou. Go ahead.
Thanks, Mr. Schnitt. This is my first call into Newsmax. I thought it might have been on the Howie Carr show, but I just couldn't take it anymore, what I heard today. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, Howie Carr comes on after me on Newsmax.
Yeah, I know. I know that. What was I going to say? This it blew my mind. Unbelievable listening to her apology, first of all. And then her playing the victim. The first thing they taught us in the police academy was how to recognize a BS artist. Okay, and this girl is full of it from day one. There's no talent, unfunny, ugly. Would you see what she looked like yesterday without makeup?
Oh yeah, I did. In fact, I'm surprised that I wasn't excoriated personally by Kathy Griffin because I put out a tweet that said if you compare Kathy Griffin in her apology without makeup. That was actually much scarier than the Trump severed head.
she was hot, wasn't she? Didn't she look hot?
Oh boy!
Not for nothing. If Comey, it just struck me that if Comey and Hillary Clinton made it, they would have created Kathy Griffin.
If Comey and Hillary
made it,
produced a child, it would be yes, Kathy Griffin.
It would be Kathy Griffin. And if Comey investigated this, you know, because she did actually commit a felony by, you can insinuate her threatening the president of the United States. So that, in my mind, that's a felony. But if it was investigated by Comey, he would have said, yeah, she did this, that, and the other thing, and violated all these statutes. But We have to forgive her because she didn't mean it.
Yeah. You know, I don't know, Lou. I don't think she broke the law. I know the Secret Service is looking into it. The Secret Service was flooded with requests to investigate. I don't think she broke the law. I think she broke her career to a million pieces. I think that's occurred. I still have the Lisa Bloom, her attorney, audio bites to play, which are equally as ridiculous as her crying and playing the victim card and woe is me. Phones are still loaded. Stand by. Going back to phones here momentarily here on Schnitt. This half hour brought to you by our fabulous friends over at Harrys.com. The best shaving products on the planet, hands down. Harrys.com, best shaving products, best quality at the best price, about half the price of the expensive drugstore brands. Two guys were sick and tired of getting robbed by the big-name shaving companies that they invented Harry's. They bought their very own blade company in Germany, one of the best on the planet. They bought the factory in Germany to cut out the middlemen. With Father's Day right around the corner, dads are sometimes very hard to get a gift for. How about getting dad a gift? And it's not just your father. Maybe it's your uncle. Maybe it's grandpa. Any of the fathers. You want to get a great gift. It's the Harry's Shave Set. And there are some great, great options here. And, oh, you got to hurry up because free shipping ends today. This Friday, today, is the last day for free shipping. So Harry's has an amazing array of shaving products, great shave, fair price. Harry's shave sets start at just $15. Get the razor handle, moisturizing shave cream, three of Harry's five-blade engineered razors. An example of the great shave set, the limited edition Father's Day shave set includes a matte black razor handle. Quality is fantastic. Fit and finish, ergonomics of this handle. Chrome razor stand, Harry's moisturizing foaming gel, three of Harry's handcrafted blade cartridges, travel cover. It comes in a great giftable box. That's an example. And we'll give you $5 off when you use my code SCHNIT5. Father's Day gift. Take care of it right now. Dad is going to love this. He's going to thank you every day because he's going to be shaving with the Harry set. He's going to love it. Go to Harrys.com. That's H-A-R-R-Y-S. Harrys.com, H-A-R-R-Y-S. And use the code SCHNIT5 at checkout. My name, Schnitt, S-C-H-N-I-T-T, then the number 5, and get $5 off. I mean, it's inexpensive. It's going to make an impression. Harrys.com, the code is SCHNIT5. But hurry. Free shipping for Father's Day ends today. Act now. Harrys.com, code SCHNIT, then the number 5.
This is the Schnitt Show.
Here is Kathy Griffin's brilliant attorney, Lisa Bloom. And it was a parody of what? The severed head?
As she said in her social media posts accompanying the photo, quote, I captioned this, there was blood coming out of his eyes, blood coming out of his wherever. It was a parody of Trump's own sexist remarks, taken to an extreme absurdist visual.
Oh, great. Okay, so that's the excuse. And what about Kathy's career?
As a result of the first family's bullying of her and of those she does business with, Kathy has been vilified. She's been receiving a lot of death threats. She's had her personal website and her social media channels shut down, been fired from multiple jobs, and had multiple events canceled.
Well, guess what? There's cause and effect. Your actions have consequences, is what she's seeing here. They're joking about having to move to Mexico and that she's going to be in federal custody. They knew that there was going to be a storm over this. Let me go. Phones are loaded here, and we're almost. I'm going to have to carry this over to next hour.
I don't think I will have a career after this. I think he. I'm going to be honest. He broke me. He broke me.
And then I was like, no, this isn't right. It's just not right. And I apologize because that was the right thing to do.
All right. Hey, do me a favor. Brad, Janet, Tina, Bud, Marie, Natasha. I'm sorry. I wanted to get to you here. We're going to carry you over. Clearly, this is what everyone wants to talk about. I'd love to. What does James Comey think of this? We got to get to Comey also as well. Hang on. Hour 2 next.
This is Schnitt.
The Schnitt Show.